Hey builders, welcome back to the terminal. Today, we're tackling something that's going to fundamentally change how you architect your AI products over the next 18 months, and it has nothing to do with model performance or API capabilities. We're talking about power, actual electrical grid power. Here's the setup that should make you immediately reconsider your infrastructure roadmap. A single large AI data center now consumes the same amount of electricity as 100,000 households. The biggest facilities, 3 million household equivalent. And Texas alone has 180 gigawatts of data center capacity in the pipeline. To put that in perspective, that's nearly double the entire world's existing data center capacity of 100 gigawatts. This isn't a future problem. This is a constraint you need to design around right now. Let me give you the brutal math that's creating this crisis. Data centers can be deployed in 18 months. That part we're good at as an industry. Transmission infrastructure? 10 to 15 years. Think about that gap. You can spin up a massive GPU cluster faster than the power grid can scale to support it. This mismatch is creating a hard physical constraint on where you can deploy high compute AI workloads, and no amount of clever engineering can code around it. By 2030, data centers will consume 1,000 terawatt hours annually, double what they use today. And here's what makes this immediately relevant to your Q2 planning. Many of those announced data center facilities that providers are selling capacity in, they won't actually have power when promised. The infrastructure isn't there yet. So before you commit to any infrastructure this quarter, you need to validate grid capacity at your target locations. And I mean really validated. Call your data center providers and specifically ask about their power allocation timelines. Ask whether they have reserved capacity or if they're in the speculative pipeline. That difference determines whether your infrastructure actually comes online or gets stuck in a 15-year transmission build-out cycle. Microsoft's recent commitment to the U.S. government on electricity affordability isn't just corporate responsibility theater. It's a signal that regulatory pressure is coming that will translate into deployment restrictions and real cost increases. Now, this power constraint is forcing a fundamental architecture decision that's creating two divergent paths in the industry. On one side, you have the US and China default, general-purpose large language models requiring massive compute. On the other side, you're seeing India and France pivot to domain-specific micro-LLMs. These are task-optimized smaller models delivering 20% or better energy reduction. India's parliamentary committee is explicitly directing AI development toward micro-LLMs and small language models for agriculture, health, and education, rather than compute-intensive general models. This isn't environmental virtue signaling. This is a technical strategy driven by hard resource constraints and carbon commitments. They physically can't build out the grid infrastructure fast enough, so they're optimizing the models instead. France just published implementation data from a 40 million euro pilot that gives us real numbers. They achieved 20% energy reduction and saved 1.2 million euros in a 70,000 person municipality using building optimization AI. But here's the key technical requirement they're mandating. You have to justify AI necessity before model selection, then choose the smallest viable model. This is becoming a compliance requirement, not a suggestion. So what does this mean for your stack? If you're building domain-specific products, vertical SaaS, B2B tools, smaller, fine-tuned models may actually deliver better economics and deployment flexibility than frontier model APIs. If you're infrastructure-dependent, micro-LLM approaches unlock entire markets where grid constraints completely block frontier model deployment. Think Global South, think Europe with strict regulations. And if you're API first, those power costs are getting passed through to you. Expect serious pricing pressure on high compute endpoints. Here's my technical recommendation, and you should start this sprint. Run parallel experiments with task-specific smaller models in the 7 to 13 billion parameter range against your current frontier model approach. Benchmark specifically on inference cost, latency, and quality for your actual use case, not theoretical performance. The efficiency gap may be way smaller than you assume, especially if your application is narrowly scoped. I've seen teams cut inference costs by 60% with only marginal quality trade-offs and moving from a frontier model to a fine-tuned smaller model for their specific domain. Let's talk about how this creates market access opportunities, because this is where it gets strategically interesting. 85% of the data center pipeline is concentrated in the US, China, and Western Europe. That concentration creates a massive strategic opening. Markets with power constraints are fundamentally underserved by compute-intensive AI approaches. Think about the competitive positioning here. Products built on frontier models face deployment barriers in energy-constrained markets. They literally can't operate there at scale. But products designed with efficiency-first architectures, they can access markets their competitors can't serve. Domain-specific models also create real technical moats through specialized training data and optimization that's hard to replicate. Look at India's situation. Coal-rich states like Odisha face direct development versus sustainability trade-offs. Companies that can solve AI use cases without massive compute requirements have regulatory advantages and partnership opportunities that frontier model approaches can't access.
France's frugal AI mandate creates compliance requirements, but it also defines the market. Companies must calculate environmental impact before deployment. This is becoming a technical specification. The strategic implication is clear. Infrastructure constraints create natural market segmentation, and your architecture choices determine which markets you can serve. Efficiency isn't just cost optimization anymore. It's market access. It's competitive positioning. Now, let's get into the build decisions and risk mitigation you need to think through. Grid instability is a deployment risk, not just a policy concern. Microsoft's public commitments signal that large players are expecting regulation and cost pressure. Even when AI's percentage of global power seems small, rapid deployment creates local grid instability. Here's the infrastructure planning challenge. Tech sector demand is uncertain with new models, new use cases, changing architectures. But transmission investments are billion-dollar commitments over 10 to 15 years. The accuracy of demand forecasting determines whether infrastructure investments are viable or stranded assets. So what does this mean for your technical planning? If you're building infrastructure-dependent products, you need to model multiple power cost scenarios. Run your unit economics at base case, at 2x power costs, and at 3x power costs. Architect for inference efficiency from day one, because optimization after you've scaled is extremely expensive. Consider hybrid approaches, efficient models for high-volume requests, frontier models for complex edge cases that justify the cost. If you're API-dependent, negotiate power cost pass-through clauses in your contracts now, before the price increases hit. Multi-provider strategy is now about infrastructure resiliency, not just vendor risk management. And monitor regional pricing divergence closely. Power constraints are going to create significant geographic price gaps that you can potentially arbitrage. Let me break down the time-to-market trade-offs you're facing. The fast path is using existing frontier model APIs. You accept power cost risk and market limitations, but you ship quickly. The durable path is investing in efficient architecture upfront. You unlock constraint markets and build a regulatory moat, but it takes longer. The hybrid path, which I actually recommend for most teams, is launching on APIs while parallel developing efficient models with a clear migration plan at scale. This gives you speed to market while building your long-term defensibility. Here's a hiring signal that's becoming really important. Teams with experience optimizing inference through quantization, distillation, and model compression are becoming more valuable than pure model scale expertise. The constraint has fundamentally shifted from make it work to make it efficient. If you're hiring right now, prioritize people who've done inference optimization in production. All right, let's talk about your 90-day action plan, because this needs to translate into actual sprint work. For immediate action this month, February 2026, you need to audit your current inference costs and project them at 2x and 3x power pricing. This isn't hypothetical. This is scenario planning for likely outcomes. Validate data center power capacity for any planned infrastructure deployments. Don't take provider promises at face value. And benchmark smaller models against frontier models for your core use cases with real production data. At the 30-day mark, implement energy usage tracking across your AI workloads. You need a baseline before you can optimize. Evaluate domain-specific model alternatives, whether that's open-source fine-tuning or different API providers, and assess the market opportunity in power-constrained regions, because your competitors might be ignoring these markets entirely. By 60 days, build a proof of concept with efficient model architecture for your highest volume use case. Model the total cost of ownership comparing API versus self-hosted efficient models at your target scale, and develop power cost scenario plans for your board and investors, because this is going to come up in your next funding conversation. At 90 days, make your build versus buy decision with infrastructure constraints as a first-order input, not an afterthought. If you're building, create a team plan for bringing in inference optimization expertise. If you're buying, get multi-provider contracts with explicit power cost protections, and incorporate efficiency requirements into your product roadmap and technical specifications as actual requirements, not nice-to-haves. Here's the bottom line. The data center power crisis isn't coming. It's here. It's already constraining where you can deploy, how much you'll pay, and which markets you can access. The teams that architect for efficiency now will have market access and cost advantages that teams optimizing for pure model performance won't be able to compete with. This is a fundamental shift in the constraints we're designing against. Your sprint goal for the next 2 weeks? Run that cost projection at 2x and 3x power pricing, and benchmark one smaller model against your current approach for your highest volume use case. Get real data on what this trade-off actually looks like for your product. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.